Greetings to you, saints of God. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm your brother Cornelius Malachi Shein from Kaduna, Nigeria. It is a privilege for me by our Lord Jesus Christ to be given this opportunity through our beloved brother Andrew Piri. Thank the Lord for this opportunity to speak His words to us this week to encourage us in order to get better in the knowledge of Him. Thank you all for your prayers, and thank also to those ministers whom God has been using to bless us on this platform. The Lord bless you richly. To start with this week, by the grace of God, we are starting with a topic titled, though it may be serious. But for now, let's start with a topic, grieve not the Holy Ghost in us. Grieve not the Holy Ghost in us, as we open to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. And I read, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, the question is, are we redeemed? Yes, a part of us is redeemed. Inwardly, in our spirit, we are redeemed. But redemption is a process. It began from the spirit to the soul and to the body. God is going to redeem us fully by translating us from mortality to immortality. That is the plan of God for us. So we are expected, as the Spirit of God is given to us, not to grieve the Spirit, because the Spirit is working. And the Spirit can only work if He is allowed to. He respects our will. He wants to have His way, and we are expected to allow it, or to allow Him to have His way. By the grace of God, we are looking at what are those things we do to grieve the Holy Spirit in us. What are those things? The moment you receive the Holy Ghost, there is a battle that starts. The battle between the Holy Spirit, who wants to have His way to transform us to be like Jesus Christ, and our flesh, which is there, which is safe to, that is there to make sure that that do not happen. But the one we permit is the one that will dominate. Meanwhile, we are given the power the day we receive the Holy Ghost to live above our flesh. And this is the reason why fellowship is necessary. Because in fellowship, we get corrected. In fellowship, we hear messages that will rebuke us. But for that rebuke to have its way, for the word of God to have its way, we have to permit it. So what are those things that we do and we grieve the Spirit? How do you know you grieve the Spirit? Before we go there, you grieve the when you grieve the Spirit, you start to get more the spirit start to get more the voice of the spirit in us will be decreasing. The leadership of the spirit will be decreasing. Sometimes you lost your peace and you find out that you're getting more disorganized and things are not just working. Hallelujah. So what are those things we do that often grieve the spirit? Number one, when we don't manifest faith, love, and hope. Now, these are the three pillars that we need to move on in life. You see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, where Paul was talking to the Thessalonians people, the church in Thessalonica, that they should put on these things. These are the things that we need to work with the Holy Spirit at this hour. With faith, we need revelation. Without faith, we can't please God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It takes revelation for us to walk with the Holy Spirit. We need love. Hallelujah. We need agape to walk with the Spirit of God. That is charity. You see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where Paul was talking about charity, the attribute of charity. Charity is the love of God, the love that is unconditional, the love that is divine. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We need hope, the hope of our salvation is that one day we shall be raptured. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We should be people of hope. Hallelujah. Now, number two, blessed be the name of the Lord. When we don't pray, we grieve the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God in us desires to pray through us. And most of the time, He leads us. We hear voice of the Holy Spirit always leading us to pray. He leads us to pray. He touch an angel. There's always an angelic operation around us. Sometime you just, as you're relaxing or you are passing through something, maybe you are confused, a voice will come, pray. God wants us to show that we need Him. Hallelujah. God wants us to pray to Him as an act of dependence on Him. We need to pray without ceasing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number three of it, we grieve the Holy Spirit also when we murmur instead of living a life of thanksgiving. As believers, we don't need, it's not good for us to murmur. We normally sing a song, count your blessings, name them one by one. The moment we learn to count our blessings, what God has done for us, will not be overwhelmed by what we don't have. Many times we are overwhelmed by needs to a point that we don't see anything around us that God has done for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, the children of Israel when they were brought out of Egypt. Hallelujah. The Lord destroyed many of them in the wilderness because of murmur. The murmur, they complain. We need to be a people of hope, a people that are thankful. Imagine you have a child and that child does not appreciate what you are doing to him or her. How will you feel? Blessed be the name of the Lord. God wants us to thank him. Thanksgiving is good for every believer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give to God in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The more we thank him, the more he will do more. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most of the problem we pass through is as a result we are not good in thanksgiving. We hardly thank God. A believer should live a life of praise, a life full of appreciation. When you see that you don't have this, and you think you find that you have something that someone does not also have, blessed be the name of the Lord. Most of the time you complain you don't have, maybe you don't have enough money. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But someone would tell you he has a lot of money, but he does not have a good health which you have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those are examples of things which God has given us physically. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The most important thing God has done for us is the salvation of our souls. Hallelujah. The salvation he has given us, the revelation, the truth he has given us. Many people are going into serious confusion, they are going into deception. Hallelujah. But we are lucky, we are blessed, to be given a servant of God, a prophet of God in this age to restore us back to the word of God. Many are wandering from course to course, but they could not find this truth. But by the mercy of God, we are given this truth. Hallelujah. Number four of it, how we grieve the Spirit of God. We grieve the Spirit of God when we pay evil for evil. As a believer, we are not expected. You pray for those who persecute you. We are expected to love people, even those who hate us. We are expected to pray for them. Hallelujah. You see that in Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Jesus was also saying that in Matthew, in the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. We don't render evil for evil, but we render good for evil. The moment we start to see people as our enemy, we start to render evil for evil, we grieve the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. God hates it. Vengeance is of the Lord. We are given the Spirit of Christ to love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are expected to live a life worthy of the gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number five of it, which will be the last one for today. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Number five of it is when we despise or we oppose the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit among us. You see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. God hates it in an assembly. Hallelujah. Where it's not expected to operate. Most of assemblies, they they are against the operation of the Spirit of God one way or the other. They may claim to permit it, but they regulate it by their flesh, that when the message of God comes through the gifts, because it is against them, they attack it, and God hates it. We are expected to allow him, hallelujah, we allow him to do his work, and God is not working to please anybody. He's working to please himself, and he's working to make us what he wants. I pray that the Lord will help us to ponder on it. Most of the time, we don't know that all these things we do grieve the Spirit of God. And this is the reason why many at times we suffer a lot. There's a battle going on between the Spirit and the flesh, the Spirit of God and the flesh, which is our flesh, our self. Self is an enemy of God. I pray that the Lord bless you richly. God bless you all. Shalom.